God bless you, YouTube family. As I had promised, I'm getting back to you in the afternoon instead of the daytime, early daytime, in the morning. It's been a hectic day today, and I've never left this chair. I've been in prayer all day. We had one of our precious family that got a sucker punch, and misunderstanding and got hurt badly, so I've been praying for them. Roughly, it takes about 6 hours from the time I begin prayer until the time the message is posted, the editing, transcribing, bouncing the disc, and all of that before the message goes up. So that's what causes delays sometimes. Today's the 29th of July, 2015, and I just wanted to mention to you that there's rain in the background of this of this recording. So if you hear little sounds, that's the rain falling on the roof. In this message, the Lord mentions that things are ramping up in the world, and I do believe he's referring to that evil is on the increase through CERN, through the portals of wickedness opening. And there's a tremendous amount of interference going on the internet right now in communications, in emails, and glitches that we have never seen before. I highly recommend that you pray over your computers and get the sound of the shofar off the internet and play that sound frequently to clear the air of anything that could get involved in blocking emails or in communication. Because many people are under attack right now in this area, not just us, but a lot of people. So just be aware of it and pray especially to bind the interference on the internet. But here we are, and the Lord has a good message for us today. He began, "Things are ramping up in the world, and it's going to take more and more self-control to stay out of sin and the condemnation that it can bring. We're moving towards a tipping point where evil will have the upper hand. But I still have my saints on earth, who through the power of my grace will stand. And all of you are among them. I'm going to shore you up. And for those who have listened very carefully and put into practice the wisdom I've imparted to them, they too will stand. My brides, the hour is coming when no man knows what is about to be unleashed on mankind. I can only say that I have been preparing you for this hour, here, and on other channels, and your faithfulness will be your deliverance. Foolish man has made plans under the cunning auspices of the Prince of Darkness. He has used their vanity and desire to be singular against them. It will be their undoing. Little do they know that they have planned their own undoing. And little do they know that in some ways I will save them from what is planned. They have nothing but scorn and contempt for me, yet I still love them and wish to rescue them from total demise. Some will go on to that route in spite of my loving admonitions and protection, taking their own lives when they discover what they have done. But this is not my wish. I was there with them when they were little boys playing in the mud, making tunnels and moving the earth, building pretend dams. I watched them play and discover the attributes of matter. They were taken into institutions and taught the ways of power and recognition, the no-go zones and the accolade zones, as they matured into adults. Much was stolen from them. Innocence, a sense of wonder, replaced by power-hungry institutions and think tanks. Now they are hopelessly captive to a system that is beyond their reach of understanding, because they no longer acknowledge me." And what I think he's referring to there is that because they don't have God and because they don't understand his ways, it's these things that they're doing are beyond their reach of understanding. He continued, "And so it goes. round and round again, the Tower of Babel, reaching for control of the universe, taking the bait, hook, line, and sinker, from fallen angels who have manipulated them to the hilt. Had they maintained this relationship with me, this never would have happened. My greatest concern right now is still for the unsaved as the door closes and a wicked government takes possession of the world. I am calling on all my brides to do everything in their power to bring souls to me. Unfortunately, the conventional approach is not working. There is what I would call a massive burnout with people being railed on to repent. No, it is my love working through my bride that is making the difference. I am so proud of you, my brides, for showing love when you feel the exact opposite. When you're maligned and persecuted, that's when you most resemble me. Don't allow that to get you down. Rather, look in the mirror and see me standing before you. You will draw strength from the recognition that you most resemble me. New avenues of grace are being opened up for you. Take full advantage and walk right through those doors. You know, guys, when he said that, I thought of the podcast that we're working on now. Pretty soon, there's going to be a Still Small Voice podcast that you'll be able to access through iTunes. And there's another book coming out. We have people who have just come to us and offered to help. It's beautiful. So these are new open doors for us. And for all of you, I know the Lord is going to be opening doors for you. He continued, "Those I bring before you may very well be consumed with fear of what is coming upon the world, and you will be an answer to prayer and a refreshing breeze, offering hope where there is none. Remember that love trumps all other ways of touching the lost. Remember that they are jaded on religion and haven't a clue that I am not about religion, but relationship. Your friendship in those moments will mean everything to them. So many are jaded from the world's relationships of what they can extract from you. But if you stand in the place of giving only, you will bypass that button. You're not trying to gain notches on your salvation gun. No, you're introducing them to your best friend and the one who loves you so unconditionally in spite of your failures. As we go out for the harvest, remember, minute by minute, I am with you. Ask me for wisdom. Ask me to do it. Ask me to soften hearts to listen to you. Being kind to the most despotic person has an inestimable effect on their hearts. It is something hard to calculate, but believe me, it leaves an imprint. Many who are this way expect nothing but rejection, so when you show them kindness, it stops them dead in their tracks and causes them to wonder." And I replied to him when he said that, I said, "Oh Lord, that's not easy for me at all, because I don't like bullies and I don't like manipulative people, and I mean, I don't like that kind of action, and I tend to call it for what it is rather than let it skate on by." And he replied, "I know, Claire, not easy, but necessary. In that moment, you can count on me for the grace. Yes, you will have much violence to do to your flesh. The clever comeback and put down will have to be suppressed. I will help you. You see, there are some who can only be won over by this kind of kindness. Nothing else will work because they've heard it all and seen it all before. I know you're feeling disconnected from me right now, but you're not. I have you right where I want you, right in the palm of my hand." What he was talking about there is I am feeling a little disconnected, but I hear him speaking kind of as through a filter, and I just latch on to the words, and and transcribe them just the way he's saying it. There's times, you know, when you really feel the unction, and then there's times when it's a real struggle. And it's been a struggle today. So for those of you who are cultivating hearing the voice of the Lord, understand it's not crystal clear all the time. In fact, that's the exception to the rule. Most of the time you have to reach through the filter and latch on to the words and write them down. So he continued, "Just remember as you walk with me that things are not the same on the inside as they look from the outside. Many are deeply troubled with a foreboding about the times and haven't a clue as to why. As you make it safe for them, they will open up and begin to ask questions. You will be asked, 'How do you stay so calm in these troubling times?' That will be your open door to share me with them. You may not see instant results, but as things unfold, your words will be proven as accurate and valid. This will also be a witness to them that God is in control, and he has foretold these things with extreme accuracy. And he has also promised, 'Come unto me, you who are heavily laden, and I will give rest for your souls.'"